It's made a huge difference in our program, in my opinion. The opportunity to play here, to practice here, to play, you know, quality opponents from the Sun Belt that you never get a chance to play at home. Just the opportunity to, you know, showcase college baseball, you know, in the North. You don't get many opportunities based on where the season is. So, you know, let's throw thanks out to the people who built the place and the Facilities Commission of the State of Minnesota for allowing so many of us in the game of baseball at all levels to have access to the place and utilize it. And I think it's made the game better here. No question about it. It's helped foster and grow the game, and let's hope the new facility can do something similar.
And, you know, was there a change in, you know, the way you guys approached today, knowing that it would be the last game here?
No, I didn't really talk about it. Everybody's aware of it. You know, I think the coaching staff is as disappointed as anybody is because it's had a huge impact. It's helped recruiting, it's the player development, it's like having to travel, having your whole team here, being able to work in a just perfect environment. And so it's a sad day for the coaching staff, I know that. And we talked about it, we're really going to miss the place. And but we're going to have to adjust and find a way to continue to grow our program without it.
And just with, as far as the game's concerned, Ford, you know, your pitchers combined a lot only 4 hits. Can you just talk about the way they, you know, get through?
Well, you know, it's good. Again, you know, my design, we knew we were trying to get a number of players on the field. It's, you know, as well as midweek games. And want to try to get some guys out there that haven't been out there for a while because you don't know you're going to need somebody. And so it was good. I was glad we were able to mix and match. Got Mark Teterra back behind the plate again. It's been a long time. So I had him back there. You never know we're going to have to use him, especially I think we're going to see Howard and Schlangen in the same lineup on the field the same games in the coming time when Mark's going to have to jump back there. So got a lot of guys, moved some people around, got a lot of people on the field, a lot of the bats. And, you know, when you do that, it disrupts your offense a little bit because you're changing. You don't really have your set lineup. But, you know, we did enough offensively to, you know, to win the game. We had a couple guys on third, less than 2 outs. We didn't get in. That was a little disappointing for me. But overall, I thought it was solid effort. We got it done, and mission accomplished. We got a lot of people in the game.
Sure. And do you sense that the team is excited for a big time play coming up here?
Oh, I know. Yeah, no, definitely. Yeah. Everybody's excited. It's an opportunity to jump back in the league. And didn't make the tournament last year. Huge disappointment for our program and for the guys coming back. And, you know, I think they're looking forward to getting back in the league. And just going to have to compete and try to win each pitch of the season as it goes along here. And the weather's going to be a challenge on the front end, and we know that. And so we'll be challenged. There'll be challenges, distractions, the weather, you know, doubleheaders possibly, you know. So it's going to be a lot of stuff to deal with. Different from here. And here it's easy. Everything's sitting right in front of you. Just come out and do your thing and leave. So it's going to be a little different to